back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. No, Brian. One more segment left today. Hopefully he and I will be reunited on these airwaves tomorrow and get to put on this fine program for all of you listeners out there on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, WTTN 1580 AM out of Columbus, as well as the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM out of Waukesha. I got one more segment left in the day. Plenty of time for your phone calls, 844-967-2789. I really appreciate both of my guests stopping by earlier this afternoon. Dan Schaefer of the Recombobulation Area, local independent journalist out of the Milwaukee area, as well as Mel Barnes, attorney with Law Forward, giving us an update on that lawsuit filed by Law Forward earlier today about the holding the 10 fraudulent electors that cast their electoral ballots for former President Donald Trump in the 2020 election. So looking to hold them accountable. And I really appreciate the work that Law Forward is doing, because accountability on that front is the most important thing. The fact, if we don't have a fair election process here in the state of Wisconsin, if either party can inject themselves into the process and just say, no, we're not going to certify the election results that the people of Wisconsin voted on, we're just going to do it our way, we cease to have a democracy here in Wisconsin. And so a vital work that Law Forward is working on with those lawsuits and holding those fraudulent electors accountable, but also, like Mel noted, holding Robert Spindell accountable as well for the fact that he just got to oversee the complaint brought by Law Forward to the Wisconsin Elections Commission, despite the fact that he was one of the fraudulent electors in question. So we're going to keep a close eye on that story as it continues to develop. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Moving on to the next story that I wanted to cover, catching up on all the headlines, we've got a new UW chancellor here at UW-Madison. The Board of Regents unanimously voted earlier this week, yesterday morning, this was announced, to select Jennifer Mnookin. I hope I'm pronouncing your last name correctly, Dr. Mnookin, for the next leader of the UW-Madison. And there's been a number of outcries by specifically Republican officials, both candidates for governor, as well as the Speaker of the Assembly, important chairs throughout the legislature, of decrying this as a political choice by the UW Board of Regents. And I like to point out real quickly that there are still five Walker appointees sitting on the UW Board of Regents. This was a unanimous vote to select Dr. Mnookin as the next chancellor for the University of Wisconsin-Madison. And so to claim that this is some kind of political motivated choice from Republicans is fascinating to me, I guess, because they're crying out that the selection of the former dean, she was most previously served as the dean of the law school at UCLA, part of the University of California system. I guess anybody that serves that system as a Democrat, according to Republicans here in Wisconsin, like that's they're crying out that she's from California. I got a statement here from Assembly Speaker Robin Voss that I'm going to read, as well as a response from the Wisconsin Conference of American Association of University Professors here in Wisconsin, responding to the Republican outcries as well. But this was the statement from Assembly Speaker Robin Voss yesterday. I'm disappointed in the Board of Regents' blatant partisan selection of Dr. Mnookin as the next leader for UW-Madison. In doing a simple search, you quickly find she wholeheartedly supports critical race theory being taught on campus, is in favor of widespread vaccine mandates, and also met with Hunter Biden in 2019 to entertain a proposal that he join the UCLA faculty to teach drug policy. So that is the first portion of this statement from Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. Quick Google search. Didn't actually have the decency to meet with the new chancellor of UW-Madison before putting out this statement. He just Googled her, apparently, and that is all that Assembly Speaker Robin Voss needs to do to know everything he needs to know about the new chancellor, despite the fact that he's been, you know, putting out there that free speech is important. He wants to selectively decide that, no, critical race theory, a graduate-level course, so yes, it is naturally then taught on campuses. That is the only place in Wisconsin It is being taught on college campuses as part of some curriculum for some courses. It's a graduate level course. That's where it belongs to be taught. It's a not even a course. It's a theory entertained in some courses. It's discussed. But Robin Voss is so free speech. He's so in favor of free speech that he's got to make sure that he bans it, that the next chancellor of UW-Madison can't even whisper critical race theory. It's got to be kept out. That's how free speech our assembly speaker is here in the state of Wisconsin, folks. And so just entertaining the fact, oh, he Google searched and saw Hunter Biden met with this individual back in 2019, and that just assumes that Hunter Biden was looking for a faculty position. Okay. Well, Robin, I really, really implore you to meet with the candidate and the selection, the new, she will start her term in the beginning of August. But to contrast the assembly speaker's statement, I do want to read this statement on reaction to UW-Madison chancellor appointment by the Wisconsin Conference for American Association of University Professors. On Monday, the UW System Board of Regents voted unanimously to appoint Jennifer Mnookin as the next chancellor of UW-Madison. Within hours, many leading Wisconsin Republicans, both elected officials and candidates for statewide office, issued nearly identical statements of opposition to her appointment. We write to condemn these statements of opposition in the strongest possible terms. We will not engage with the substance of the criticisms leveled at Mnookin, which are grounded in corrosive right-wing conspiracy theories. Rather, we wish to highlight the egregious nature of the statements themselves and the material threats to the UW system's funding that they contain. The statement goes on to outline both Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and a number of other officials' statements that I have already spoken to. These threats are beyond the pale. They constitute unacceptable political interference in the administration of the UW system of a sort that has led to severe problems in the state university systems of Georgia and North Carolina, among others. They are deeply inappropriate and an embarrassment to the entire state. We call on these elected officials and candidates to retract their statements and apologize. Finally, these threats are leveled at a board whose membership has been left in limbo by a state senate that refused to hold hearings on gubernatorial appointees. We call on the state senate to immediately confirm the many region appointees who have been serving pending senate action so that the board may operate with the independence and stability contemplated for it in Wisconsin statute. So that is the response to the Republican outcries from the Wisconsin Conference of the American Association of University Professors. And I think it's a fitting response. That is the type of response that we need to have. I hope that the former acting UW system interim president, Tommy Thompson, will reflect similar statements. The political intervening of Republicans crying foul when they don't like a selection, saying, no, this is our slate of fraudulent electors. This is our slate of electors that are fraudulent. That is the problem we face. Folks, you've been listening to Dueling Tangents. We got the Devil's Advocates coming up live from the Jade Monkey next. Stay tuned.